Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky, it's the Internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation.
Sean Paul, yeah. Lil John, yeah. J-Vo, Young Blues, you already know how we do it, homeboy. And Will, it's A-Town, on a vibe, Will, it's A-Town, on a vibe, attitude, you already know. Yeah. Lil John, Eastside yeah. Boys, and your boy Sean Paul, I'm playing like this, here, boy. They calling me, they come back to the street, who Sean B. A.K.A. or Short 3 said it was necessary. These sucker niggas out here very scary. They cuffing hoe, they living in the month of February. Okay then, put a sissy nigga on display then. Kicking your dough and have my folk them bring them K's in. I'm still at it, A-double-T-I-C. It ain't a hoe out there for real who don't know about me. Bitch, I'm for show with it. Don't make me pop that trunk to the left, bitch, I will go get it. And I ain't selfish, I will let you in your whole feeling. Won't catch me sipping, no, no, Chris ain't got a cold feeling. It's Young Blood's A.C. Town, all liquor sipping, coming straight from the gutter. Toe tag a motherfucker, leave him under a cover. Lil John, he dropped the beat to make it bounce like rubber. Sean Paul told the heat to make it mug and slug it.
Yeah. If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Hey.
If we don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Don't hey. Start no shit, it must be no shit. Don't start no shit, it must be no shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sam and Dan Nation. We are the Internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. Dan, what's good in the hood, baby? How you feeling?
I'm drunk.
Drunk and a motherfucker. How you
drunk.
Feeling? How you feeling? Feeling loose?
Yeah.
Feeling loose? Nice. Good. So am I. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about tonight's show. If you're listening tonight for the first time, take off your pants, crack open an ice-cold Mickey's Fine Irish Malt Liquor, and get ready to get your party on right here on the Sam and Dan Nation. Mickey's, fuck it. I'm just going to endorse it. I don't give a fuck.
They're not going to pay
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what are they going to sue me for saying wonderful things about their product? We do drink a lot of it. You remember the Irish
hand grenades.
Irish cockroach? The Irish cockroach.
Oh, wow. That was a rough bastard.
It's like an Irish car bomb, but so much worse. You get a six pack of Mickey's hand grenades and some Bushmills Irish whiskey miniatures, and when it's one shot of Bushmills to a hand grenade, right?
Right.
That's it. That's all you need. No more than that. And that by itself's bad news bears.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Talk about fucking up your whole world, dude. You drink that shit.
Drink
don't make
like
any
two
plans.
Of them, and you're already
24
feeling,
hours.
Feeling
yeah.
Swole.
Shit's rough, rough. All right, goddamn, it's been a big week for us. Two words, people. Fleshlight, Daniel. Fleshlight.
We're they selling rubber vaginas.
Come back to your trailer park.
And we're buttholes.
Rubber buttholes, son.
Wow, winning.
We are thrilled to
we
announce...
We don't discriminate.
No, not at all. We're thrilled to announce that the Sam and Dan Nation are now proud affiliates of the world's number one selling sex toy, the Fleshlight, and the Flesh Jack. Let's not forget the Flesh Jack. Made by gay men for gay men.
You think they came up with the name Flesh Jack because it's the double entendre of it's jacking off, right?
Right.
But it's also like you're fucking a dude named Jack.
Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, they're all fucking amazing products, and we just couldn't be more excited. And yeah, we're non-discriminate here, so we all about both products. We're gonna sell the Fleshlight and the Flesh Jack, because you know gay men need love too, man. Ain't
yeah,
nothing wrong.
Help
with gay
some
love.
Brothers out, so we don't have
I mean,
to eat ramen.
It ain't
you know?
My thing, but ain't nothing wrong with some gay love. I can honestly say, I've never considered using a rubber vagina until I saw these things. These products are amazing, dude. Every man on earth should own one of these. Did you know that you can fucking customize them now? You can literally customize them. It's like a vagina buffet. You can literally design your own.
I still haven't noticed that they don't come in colors, though, do they? Do they come in different
no,
colors?
No, they do. There's different. Like there's
so you
the,
can
there's
get the African-American?
I believe so. And for a shockingly reasonable price.
Get,
have
the,
it shipped,
get the Chinese.
Have it shipped right to your... Get you some Rev Bone. It's like having the sexual comfort of a monogamous relationship without all the bitching and whining. Indeed. And speaking of the Fleshlight, this brings us to some more big news. This week marked the official launch of the Sam and Dan webpage, didn't it, Daniel? That's big news.
It did indeed.
We on the internet, son. We in your internets. Check it out at www.samanddannation.com. I got a friend that always gives me shit because whenever I do promo reads, I go www. instead of www.
Nobody. Just say Trace Dubs.
Trace Dubs. Check out Trace Dubs, samanddannation.com. We got a ton of content up talking about the show. Get to meet me and Dan. Got an America's Best New Booty page that's up and open for submissions, ladies. Links to our show archives, celebrity interviews, and most importantly, a direct link to the wonderful people over at the Fleshlight Company. If you're a dude who's not getting enough pussy, do yourself a favor. Visit our webpage, click on one of the 200 goddamn Fleshlight links, and get yourself a Fleshlight today. They're running a ton of great deals and promotional offers right now. Getting a one-of-a-kind Fleshlight has never been more affordable. Do you think I'm pushing this enough, Daniel?
I think you're doing swell.
I'm shoveling it. Just shoveling the Fleshlight in your mouth. And, you know, by going through our site, you'll be helping to support the S&D, won't they, Dan? They'll be helping us.
Yeah, I mean, you might save us from total annihilation. Or you might just get us plastered, you know, we don't know.
But. It's beer money. Hey, we're hawking rubber vaginas to make a living now. I believe we're doing God's work. What you gonna do, brother? Gotta eat. So
it sure does beat your hand. Or your hand beats it. I don't know.
Anyway, let's see. What else went on this week? Oh, had a fantastic interview with horror cult icon, the amazingly beautiful, wonderful, and talented Miss Elska McCain, a.k.a. Jessica Rabbit. Fucking excited she's on the program tonight. That's so cool. We're going to play that for you guys here in a bit. We got some other fantastic guests that are also going to be appearing on the show in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. Mr. Tiny Tim Rossader going to be on the program.
Tiny Tim Rossader here.
Tiny Tim, if you're listening, love you, dude. I love that motherfucker. Guy's
I don't
insane.
Know how anybody can put away that much malt
Guy's
liquor.
Guy's great. He's like a human garbage disposal. I've never seen anything like it. The only dude I've ever seen chug an entire 40-ounce of Magnum malt liquor. Took it to the head, didn't he? Like 20 seconds. Just right down
he's
the gullet.
He's done worse than Magnum.
It's insane. Love that dude. Check out his YouTube channel. Subscribe. He's got a ton of awesome videos. Tiny Tim, love you, bro. Hope to see you on the show. Miss Karen Zambora, a.k.a. Monster Girl, is going to be on the show next week. Stone Cold Fox. God damn.
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo.
Gary's going to be on the show tonight. We haven't had Gary on for a while.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard
Woo, Gary!
If you haven't heard of Gary yet, Gary's a friend of ours from Pikeville. He's what you would call, what's the word here, Daniel? Colorful. Gary's a colorful individual. He's a big admirer of Daniel's, too. Isn't he, Dan?
Gary's a pretty weird dude.
Gary likes you, sir. Gary's a big fan of yours. Oh, gosh. We're going to have Gary on at the end of the show to do a review of the Fleshjack. Gary actually purchased him a Fleshjack, and he's going to be on tonight to do a little review for us tonight. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, if you don't know, Dan and I, besides being drunk, we're also running ourselves a little contest. It's called America's, what is it, Daniel?
Best New Booty.
That's right, baby. Best New Booty. We're scouring the country looking for women with fantastic assets. Make a clap. Aren't we, Dan? Aren't we? Ladies, if you're listening, turn up them goddamn radios and pay attention.
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pick. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pick featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Little in the middle, but she got much back.
Finally getting some real submissions now that the damn webpage is up and live. Ladies, if you're interested, send your butt pics to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. We're going to pick us a winner here shortly. You know, I think we should just expand this whole contest and make it like a full-on website, dude. What do you think? For real.
I'm not opposed to looking at
butt pics. I mean, like,
picks,
you know, set it up like image board style.
Screening them and whatnot.
Yeah. Set it up image board style and just, like, flood the internet with booty pics. We should seriously. Not that there's not enough booty pics on the internet already, but, I mean, like, ass pic sites are pretty popular right now, dude. Like, ratemyass.com, checkoutmybigfatfuckingass.com.
That's not real.
etc. We could be in the mix, sir.
Somebody ought to make something that outlandish,
though. Mybigfatfuckingass.com. Anyway, all right, so I was watching TV yesterday, and I seen this commercial for anti-depression medicine. All right, now, it really pissed me off. Like, they were talking about all the horrific side effects and shit. And it's not just depression medicine, but it was just what I saw specifically. Like, it's fucked up. Like, you know, somebody goes in for a specific ailment, and, you know, the doctor prescribes them something, and it's got all these horrible side effects. Then they have to go in and get another pill for something else to fucking deal with this. These motherfuckers eating KFC chickies. Killing me. Put the bucket down and listen to me for a goddamn second. I'm trying to put a clip out. Anyway, so, like, it pisses me off, all the horrible side effects and shit that they list on the TV, and it's ridiculous. Like, you know, you're already supposed to be depressed, and, like, I really want to fucking take something that's going to make shit worse for me than things currently are. Like, hey, Bob, how's your depression? Oh, well, I've been shitting blood for a week. I had 3 seizures yesterday, and this morning I suffered a mild stroke, but other than that, I feel fucking fantastic. People don't need that shit. It pisses me off so much. So I decided to make our own commercial for anti-depression medication, and I'm going to go ahead and play that now. Here we go. Are you feeling lonely, depressed, thoughts of suicide or death plaguing your life? You could be suffering from severe depression, and you're not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from this debilitating affliction each year. You know something's wrong, but you're unsure what to do about it. With all those shady antidepressants on the market that major pharmaceutical companies want you to take, you can become addicted, and oftentimes even more mentally unstable than you are right now. Horrible side effects such as psychosis, increased thoughts of suicide, seizures, insomnia, anal bleeding, butt rape, and other ridiculous bullshit that is insurmountably worse than whatever condition you were trying to treat in the first place. Not to mention the enormous monetary cost of those medications to both you and your insurance company. Sometimes it just seems like there's no hope. Until now. Weed. Fear no more. There is an answer to your depression problems. You've heard about it your whole life. You may even tried it once or twice. It's called fucking weed. That's right, folks. Weed. Just one bag of weed will have you kicking all your problems right in the ball sack. I had a shitty day. Smoke some pot. No one loves me. Hit this bong. I hate my fucking life. Let's roll a blunt. There is literally no mental or psychological problem that can't be cured by rolling a fatty and getting good and baked. It's cheap. It's natural. It's organic. And by God, it's fun. Why, just one hit off, even some bullshit Reggie, will change your whole perspective. Suddenly, everything is warm, happy, vibrant, and raining fucking sunshine right into your brain. Unlike most prescription drugs, weed is for everyone. Side effects may include happiness, euphoria, uncontrollable laughter, severe cravings for Funyuns, late night visits to Taco Bell, Willie Nelson albums, Doctor Who reruns, Purple Rain, and a feeling of completeness and well-being that permeates your entire fucking existence. Stop being depressed. Stop letting others make decisions about your happiness. There is an answer, and it's called weed. See, there you have it, folks. Weed. The answer to all life's fucking problems. It really is, Daniel. It is. It's the penicillin for the fucking 21st century. I don't know anyone who's high who just hates fucking life, do you?
I don't know that weed's the answer to crabs.
We just wouldn't care anymore. Like, you'd be like, crazy blowing smoke on your genitals, like, come on, crabs, get high. Get high with me. They might eat faster, though. That would be bad. You certainly don't want crabs with the munchies.
That's pretty rough.
Oh, God. I don't know anyone who's high is in a bad mood. I mean, unless you're, like, really baked and you're, like, trapped in a Twinkie factory or something that has no Twinkies.
No Twinkies.
That would be pretty shitty. All right, folks. Going to take a little break here on the S&D. Check out www.samanddannation.com and buy yourself a goddamn fleshlight. Help keep the lights on here in Trailer Island, and we will be right back with this clusterfuck that we call the news report.
Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com. Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well then, mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation.
All right, folks, time to do this thing we call the news report. And to kick that off, we got us a little Jackson 5. Sing it, Michael! Shot myself in the fucking throat with a cap.
I just can't hear that song now without picturing Rosario Dawson's breasts
titty
bouncing.
Just bouncing on the fucking roof of a movies.
Movies.
I got two Kevin Smith songs on tonight. I got this and fucking, what's the other one we did? We did Misery. That's going to be the closer tonight.
You just like suck Kevin Smith's cock. Just like
I do.
Take it
I would take
back
a load
the
right in the back of the throat from Kevin. Kevin, if you're listening, I'll suck your cock any day of the week. No, I'm kidding. I won't. Well, maybe I would. If he paid me, I probably definitely would. I am gay for pay. That's a fact.
Gay for pay.
Man,
gayforpay.com.
Maybe we should consider that. Man eats record 191 wings in 12 minutes.
Was he hungry?
He was definitely hungry, dude. First of all, what's crazy, this dude's not even fat. Like, I'm looking at him, he's thin.
Why is it always the little thin fucks that can just put it away?
Scrawny motherfuckers that can just eat the fuck out of shit. Clayton, our publicist, I've seen that dude just, like, tackle two large Domino's pizzas like it ain't nothing. Just eat it. Just choke it down. Organizers of the U.S. National Buffalo Wing Festival. How did we not know this exists?
Buffalo Wing Festival. Where's this at?
Hold on, I'll get to that. Tiny Tim, you should be listening, man. This is your shit, brother. They say competitive eater Joey Chestnut has devoured a record 191 chicken wings in 12 minutes. It's insane, dude. You know how many chicken wings that is?
That's a bunch of chicken
wings. Horrible. That's so much chicken. You know how greasy that motherfucker was when he was done? I could just picture him just sitting at the table, just covered in sauce.
I just wonder how close the other contenders came. Like, was he just like a boss? Like everybody else like drops out at 100, and he's like, he just keeps going.
like the closest anybody else got was 75. He's like, fuck it, I'm going. I'm just going to do it.
I'm going in deep.
Bring him to me. Chestnut set the record on Sunday during a wing-eating contest at the annual festival in Buffalo, New York. There you go. He beat the old record of 183 wings set last year by Sonia Thomas.
A chick?
A chick. We're going to have to look into that.
Right?
That's insane. Hats off to you, Mr. Joey Chestnut. You're an inspiration to fat motherfuckers everywhere, or thin guys who just eat shit like fat people. So good for you.
All right, so I got a story here about a man who shoves 10 pounds of bacon up his ass, and he dies.
You said that like USA up all night.
USA up all night.
An attempt at viral fame ended in tragedy Monday when a 22-year-old social media intern took his love of internet humor too far.
Poor guy.
I don't know who decides to do this shit. A New Jersey man passed away late Monday night due to sepsis,
crazy
a bacterial infection
crazy.
Resulting from a gastrointestinal perforation. Following the rectal insertion of precisely 10 pounds of hickory smoked bacon.
He shoved 10. Now, clearly it was raw.
Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
I guess so. I don't know. How are you going to get raw bacon up your ass?
Well, how are you going to get fucking cooked bacon
I don't
up
know.
Ass?
I don't get it at all.
I don't.
His mother said Josh had a really big heart.
And a big asshole.
Apparently had a big colon, yeah.
Clearly had a
and he just loved giving
colon.
People what they wanted. So like people come up to me like, man, I would love to see you shove bacon up your asshole.
This ain't on YouTube. Like, this ain't on no Ray William Johnson. I don't know nothing about this guy. He ain't that important on the internets.
When he told me about the project, I thought to myself, Josh is a smart kid, and he's made good at this internet thing so far. What could go wrong?
First of all, that had to just be awkward from the get-go. Like, I picture the motherfucker in the meat department getting 10 pounds of bacon and checking out and just thinking to himself, like, these are all going up my ass.
Somebody should have made,
all
like, a mini-doc about it.
And how did he do it? Did he, like, take the bacon out of the package and, like, roll it into, like, a firm dick, like,
cock-like.
Phallic sort of, thing and then shove it up his ass? Or, like, how do you get 10 pounds of bacon in your ass? That's a lot of bacon. I couldn't get 10 pounds of bacon in my stomach, let alone my asshole. That's a lot of bacon. Bacon's greasy, though. Have you ever fucking held raw bacon?
Yes,
I've. You probably didn't have to lube it up. There's all that fat on there. It was fucking probably sleek and fucking just right in. That's terrible, dude. I feel bad for the guy, but at the same time, if you're stupid enough to stick 10 pounds of raw bacon up your ass, you almost deserve to die. That's natural selection in my book.
Why couldn't he wrap it in something first? And why bacon? Like, that's just weird.
Of all things to shove in your ass, bacon. And I love bacon. But this kind of, it hurts me a little. I gotta
be honest.
I guess
a pineapple would be worse. But
who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Peeled or unpeeled, son?
Obviously unpeeled.
Ribbed for your pleasure. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this week's news report. And if you don't know what time it is, it's 420 here on the Sam and Dan Nation. If you know what 420 is, then you know what to do. Dan and I are going to take us a little much-needed, much-deserved 420 break. And we will be right back with this week's amazing, sexy, beautiful, talented guest, the cult horror icon, Miss Elska McCain.
Reefers.
Makes me feel alright.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a real special treat for you. You've seen her in movies such as Jessica Rabbit, Strip Club Slasher, and Killer Biker Chicks. She's the woman of your dreams who haunts your nightmares. The beautiful, talented, drop-dead, sexy Miss Elska McCain. Miss Elska McCain, such a pleasure to have you on the program tonight. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it is our honor. And first of all, once again, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And you said you had fun. You had a good birthday?
Yeah, pretty much the whole Labor Day weekend was kind of celebrating.
For the people who, you know, don't have an internet connection or have been living under a rock lately, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who is Elska McCain? Not just the actress, but who you are as a person.
Elska McCain is basically a mother of two and a exotic dancer who got her start in the independent film industry back in 2004.
And started doing the convention circuit and did some festivals, and along the way met some really great people, some not so great, but mostly great. And basically, through my internet connections, my horror forums, where I used to collect DVDs with fellow collectors, and my MySpace, I just worked on several lower-budget independent movies over the years, starting about in 2005. I did a first one, I did a short, and then in 2006, I did my first feature. And I think I've probably done maybe 20, 25 movies, you know, in my short, you know, career.
So, obviously, you know, you gained a lot of fame in the cult movie world, specifically, you know, independent horror, indie films. What's it like being a cult movie icon?
Well, it's kind of cool that you called that, I guess. It's pretty flattering. I'm glad that people like my movies, and it's just one of those things where basically being a cult icon doesn't really do much other than get you a hell of a lot of loyal fans. I have a large fan base, as you know, but very little money.
Right.
So hopefully we can change that in the future.
Yeah, hopefully, for sure. Well,
yeah.
You definitely have a lot of dedicated fans. You definitely have a lot of people that love you and love your work. So, I mean, that's cool. It's unfortunate that the money thing hasn't worked out, but I would say that'll change for you in the future. It has to, right?
I really think it will. It's just one of those things where, you know, nobody really makes money off their first movie, and it just sucks that it took me so long to get it out, but you live and you learn, and I kind of consider it almost like going to film school in a way. So, yeah, I mean, I have gotten paid on some of the movies, like Killer Biker Chicks and Trade-In, I did get paid, but the majority of them that I did back, you know, 2007 and 2008 and even 2009, I just did for fun or for experience or to work with people that I thought would be give me more experience. It's just one of those things where you think after 7 or 8 years of doing this, a lot of people think I'm rich. That's the thing about the internet. Like, I don't know. I mean, lately, I've been bitching about money, but, like, I've had people accuse me of being a millionaire, and it makes me laugh. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah.
people think, you know, just because you're famous, you're rich, and that's just not the case. Not always. One bully actually blogged that I had millions in the bank, and I just, like, was baffled. I was like, why would he even think that? I don't know. I have no idea, but I guess, hey, you know, maybe it'll help my image. Lately, I've just been a little bit more raw and honest and telling people, you know, I don't have any money, and it's kind of just to show that, you know, trauma in particular, the stories that we've all heard over the years are true, that nobody, you know, makes money with them, and that's just...
It sounds like they really kind of fucked you.
Oh, definitely. I'm still getting over it. I almost went into, like, kind of shock, you know, because I've been so loyal to them over the years and done so much at, like, you know, being affiliated with them and going to cons and promoting them and online promotions and just, you know, with the Poultrygeist. And it's just a disappointment. I consider Lloyd to be a really good friend of mine for several years, and now he won't even talk to me.
What got you interested in acting?
Well, I had done some modeling online, and when I was doing some conventions, people started to ask me, you know, what movies are you in? What movies are you working on? And I hadn't done any at that point. And then I'd read some books on it, on filmmaking, and thought, you know, I could do this. And after doing, you know, a couple of short films here in Tucson, I finally got my... I guess we'll call it my big break with Gimme Skelter, to where I got to act alongside Leatherface, who's Gunnar Hansen, and Trent Haga, and Billy Garbarino, who's a really pretty popular independent actor in the scene. And, you know, it's kind of like I had to develop my skills. You know, I went through high school, I took a year of it in college even, and I think even dancing helps. Because when you're a dancer, you're kind of putting on an act. So I'm almost kind of a natural, I guess. I enjoy it. It's fun. It's once I started acting, I realized and was told by my peers that I was a good producer. And I didn't even know I was a producer. You know, who's the one that remembered this? Who remembered that? The director didn't. You did. So you're basically producing. And I had never even known what a producer was. I was always focused on the directors. I thought the directors had to do everything, and that's just not the case.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that about dancing. That's How much of dancing is acting? You said that it's kind of like playing
almost
a role.
Almost 100%. I mean, you know, you have to act like you're happy to be there. You have to act like you like everyone. And, you know, the minute I start to feel like I can't hold up that front, I usually leave, because I don't want people to see, like, a bad side of me. So, yeah, it is a lot of acting with the, you know, dancing business. It's just pretty much what you do, you know.
Always got to wear a smile. Always got to, no matter how ugly the motherfucker is, you got to smile at him. And you know, I would imagine that shit gets tiresome. We know that you love horror and slasher films. What are some of your favorite horror movies and why?
Well, usually when I get asked this question, you know, I'd go through my favorite movies that I used to watch when I was a kid. And as I've gotten involved with the industry, I've realized and learned that most of the movies that I used to enjoy the most, there's just some people that, you know, either wrote it or directed it or acted in it that I don't like anymore.
Right.
The movies that I can always on are the old slashers. I love all of the Friday the 13th, all of the Nightmare on Elm Street, all the Halloweens, and especially Fright Night. I love Fright Night. I went to the Fright Night reunion in Santa Monica back in 2008, and the entire cast and crew. And
one of the actors from that movie was kind of weird with me. I still love it, and they'll never change.
When I was little, actors seemed like so untouchable. You know, reading those teen magazines, page of fan mail, where you could write letters to, you know, your favorite actors. And now they're just a click away at, you know, MySpace, Facebook. You know, it's just bizarre. I never thought that technology would bring us celebrities in general.
Would you ever consider writing and directing another film?
Well, I have been donated about $1,500 to the fans through an Indiegogo that we did with Troma that didn't work out. I was originally going to do a feature with my friend, who is no longer my friend anymore, and the movie got a lot of publicity. It was about a Ouija board, and I had written that movie pretty much from beginning to end, like, as a outline, and he was going to help me with the script and get funding and this and that, and that ended up falling apart recently within the past few months. And so I think with the money that we've got from this Indiegogo, I'm either going to produce and direct this short, or if I can figure out a way to do a low-budget feature, I mean, I'm not shutting down that idea. It's possible. It's just kind of one of those things where I've just gone through so much trauma, no pun intended, recently,
right,
you know, without getting screwed over on the movie and all this and that, that I just need to kind of refocus and just kind of take some time out and rethink it over and, you know, see which direction I want to go in with this, you know. But I am definitely going to shoot something.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. Your fans will love to see that, I'm sure. Does now, talking about you working as a dancer, does your fame from working in the movie industry help or hurt your work as a dancer? Like, do you have fans that come in and see you as regulars and stuff like that? Or?
Oh, definitely. I mean, even today, I had people coming in who follow me on Facebook. I'm supporting my film career, you know, at the club. I used to sell DVDs at the club. And, you know, even sometimes I'll just carry one around in case anyone wants to buy it. And, you know, the only time it embarrasses me sometimes, like if I'm not expecting it and I'm in dancer mode, somebody comes in and like, hey, it's Jessica Rabbit. Or, oh,
right,
it's the movie star. Hey, it's Regine. And then all of a sudden I got to like switch back, and it's like, you know, it's kind of almost like a dual identity to where it's like really hard. I can like do stripper or I can do, you know, movie star, but like trying to mesh them together when I'm not ready for it can get confusing, but I'm getting good. I'm getting better.
So we're curious, do you have any funny or weird stories from your experiences working as a dancer? Like anything just weird?
I have a ton of things that have happened, but the thing that sticks out the most was most recently I was working a night shift, and this one guy did not want to pay me the $10 that he owed me, and so I was trying to be professional about it and go get a manager. Meanwhile, the guy starts cursing me out and calling me, you know, really horrible names. So what I did was I went away, and one of the other customers, who was a really big guy, had heard the guy calling me names, just looks at me and he goes, I'm going to get your money. And so he goes over to this little guy and starts saying, you know, you ain't supposed to talk to a woman like that. And then they started beefing it out, you know, throwing, you know, names at each other. And then the guy that was in his intention was to get money and stick up for me. He ended up slugging this little guy and missed and landed me right in the chest.
Oh, that's so rough.
It was really funny, though, because it ended up being this huge brawl where the cops got called and paramedics and whatnot. And I got really lucky because I really didn't get hurt too bad. It was more of a shock factor. But as they were, like, carrying this guy out, the one that had hit me, he was like, I got your money. And he handed me a 50, but I look at it, and it's only half a 50. So I just, like, rolled my eyes, and then I looked on the ground, and I saw the other half of the 50, and I grabbed it. And then I went back to the dressing room, and the manager came back and taped it back together for me. So the way I look at it is that I kind of just took a hit for $50. So it is what it is.
It was almost
not getting money.
It's terrible.
Like, I don't think I'm going to work at midnight anymore on a Saturday night. You know, I'm going to stick to the day shifts where it's a little bit more mellow. I don't really need that. It's kind of just, you know, it's the world is a dangerous place, and I've seen many brawls, and I've been close to them, but I've never been hit before. And
right,
being hit by a guy is just like, oh, you know. But I got lucky; it wasn't my face or my boob or anything. It was just in my chest. So
yeah.
I went home and just iced it up, and really, it was only sore for a day or two, and didn't bruise or anything. It just was a little red. So other than that, you know, I saw a girl once who was climbing the pole, and she fell and hit her head so hard that she knocked herself unconscious. They had to call the paramedics and come pick her up.
Damn, dude.
That's rough.
You know, things like that happen all the time.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's a dangerous job, and we're not insured, so I don't really even do the pole. I find it to be dangerous, and, you know, I was in a car accident 10 years ago where I broke my foot and my ankle in, like, 5 places. So, you know, I climbed the pole a few times when I've been drunk. You know, I was at a in Hollywood, and they had a pole there. I was there with all these celebrities too, like Eli Roth and James Gunn, and everyone's there. I just got all drunk, wasted, and climbed the pole. And then the next day, my foot just was totally bruised, and it hurt so bad that I'm like, I'm just never doing that again. It's not worth it to me. You know, I make enough money just dancing the way I do. I don't need to climb the pole. If I climb up to the top, I'm not coming down.
Right on.
At least not gracefully.
not gracefully. Wow. What got you interested in doing webcam shows, and when can your fans look forward to seeing you perform?
Well, what really got me interested in it was after I got ripped off for the movie, I was so upset because I had been making plans on what I was going to do with the money. You know, I didn't think I was going to get, like, mega bucks, but I figured I'd at least get a few grand or enough to, like, at least, you know, buy a car or pay back my investors, one or the other or both. And, you know, they led me along all summer, and I still have no money. So it's kind of the situation to where I'm reflecting back to when I was 18 and my dad passed away and my sister was 14. And so because I was already of legal age, I didn't get any money, but she got money for 4 years. She was getting like $600 a month. And I was just so jealous because she was wasting it on, like, you know, taking all her friends to Denny's and buying, like, VW buses and just really, like, stupid things. And I'm like, you know what? I'm ready to go to college, and I could really use this money right now. So that was what really pushed me into dancing. It was kind of to compensate for the lack of funds that I did not get. And right. So I was thinking about how ways I could, you know, do the same thing now. I'm like, well, I got ripped off, so how am I going to get this money? You know, I need to find a way. And I just never really even thought of going into the adult arena. I was actually against it at first. And then I just, you know, thought about it. And I was like, well, if we can make back some of this money so I can at least pay back my investors, you know, get a car, do the things that I wanted to do with the money I thought I was getting, then it'll be worth it. And I started researching it and noticing that, like, you know, a lot of these girls, you know, all they do is basically just fill up their boobs and guys throw money at them. And, you know, I was like, shit, if I can dance and, you know, do webcamming at the same time, like, that's doubling my money. And if I have to do is oil up my boobs, you know, and it might go further, we'll see. You know, I'm going to start slow.
Right.
And that's good money. And then maybe I'll get to, you know, achieve my dreams that way.
Right. Nothing wrong
whatever
with
it takes, you know. I might as well monetize my looks while I can.
Shit, yeah. Nothing wrong with oiling up boobies for money. That's an amicable profession as far as I'm concerned.
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
Well, I think the fans will appreciate it because a lot of them have been waiting around for years to buy a crappy movie for $20 just to see my boobs for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And this way we just cut right to the chase, and there they are.
I can assure you, honey, there will be men all over the nation reaching into their wallets as quickly as possible. To get out their credit cards.
Guys all over the world that are interested. I got German fans. I've got a lot of, you know, they're everywhere. It's just weird.
I would say you will go straight to the bank with that.
Have you considered doing any of your webcams semi-horror themed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was kind of inspired the other night, and I decided that, you know what, like, what if Vampyra did a web show if she were still alive, or Elvira, you know, if she did it, you know the fans would be all over that stuff. So I'm like, well, we can do that too, you know, just going to make it, like, really goth and really horror-related. We'll do the long black nails, really dark makeup, probably play horror-themed music while we're doing the web shows, you know.
Shit, yeah.
All black and stuff, probably get really cool accessories and props. You know, I'm willing to do that. I think it'll be fun. I mean, I think it'll set it apart from the other girls because I've been watching them, and a lot of the times they're just sitting in a room or sitting in their living room. And, you know, with my horror background, we've definitely got to capitalize on that, I think.
Ah,
I think it'll
help
out the other girls for sure.
I see dollar signs in your future with that.
I was going to say, like, yeah.
I don't really know of anybody that does anything like that.
I think you really got something with that. Like, if you did almost kind of like a... almost like a hosting sort of thing. But yeah, you would blow Elvira out of the goddamn water, man, for real.
Well, yeah, it's what I should be doing. I shouldn't be doing, like, you know, just normal webcamming. I might as well take my horror background and fan base and utilize it.
Shit, yeah.
Absolutely.
Capitalize on it, for sure.
Totally.
All right, now where can your fans stay up to date with Elska McCain news? I know you're all over the internet, so what's the best place for fans to go?
The best place is definitely Twitter. Is really, I'm accessible there. Facebook, obviously, you know, my main page is filled, but you can still subscribe to me. I have another second page, which still has room for some people. And once that fills up, you can subscribe there. And then I also have a fan page. But yeah, Twitter is pretty much, I think, the future. I think Facebook has been failing a lot lately, just like with their changes. I don't think that it's kind of turning into MySpace, so I think people are looking for something else. And I really get frustrated by the character limit at Twitter because I consider myself a writer in a way, so I tend to, like, really exaggerate and just get a lot of detail. There's a lot more networking going on at Twitter. Twitter's way to go. I mean, at Facebook, you're a lot more vulnerable to bullies and stalkers and people that just, like, make fake profiles of you and just troll you and make fun of you. And right. At the end of the day, those people don't have jobs. They probably just, they're on disability, you know, sit at home, get fake profiles all day.
Oh, yeah.
It's just kind of lame, but at the same time, when you're a celebrity, you have to expect that. And I use the term celebrity loosely because I guess in a way I'm a celebrity because I do have a fan base, but...
I don't know. I was going to say, you got over like 100,000 followers on Twitter, man. That's pretty heavy.
I don't consider myself a celebrity. I consider myself a horror fan. I'm a horror geek, so I do know a lot about horror movies, trivia, and right. So first and foremost, I felt lucky. I guess you could say lucky. You know, I was in the right place at the right time. I got discovered, and I've done work, and I have experience, and here we are.
Awesome. Well, first of all, thank you again so much for being on the program. All right, so now at the end of every show, we like to play a little game called This or That. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to try to ask you as many questions as I can in 60 seconds, and you just give whatever answer comes to mind. You can pick this or that, or you can pick, you say whatever comes to mind. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. You ready? Whips or chains?
Chains.
Nice. Thongs or boy shorts?
Thongs.
Regular or decaf?
Regular.
Your zombie apocalypse weapon, what would that be?
Machete.
Machete, nice. Everybody says chainsaw.
Chainsaw is the worst because we run out of gas and it's worthless.
It's true.
Right?
Knives or guns?
Shoot. I guess I'm going to... Knives.
Knives?
Yeah. The same thing with the chainsaw. We run out of bullets, it's worthless.
That's true. Whiskey or beer?
Whiskey.
Thin crust or deep dish pizza?
Thin crust. Has Freddy, less carbs.
Freddy or Jason?
Freddy.
Handcuffs or duct tape?
Duct tape.
Nice. Blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
And booby tassels or pasties?
I think I said tassels, but I think we're going to stick with pasties this time. I don't think they use tassels anymore. Kind of an old school, you know, burlesque thing. I don't know.
Right.
Nice. Miss Elska McCain, thank you so much for being on the program. It was wonderful having you on. Audience, please check her out on Twitter. Follow her on Facebook. Elska McCain, got a lot of cool stuff coming from you. Can't wait to see what you're going to do next. We're very excited, and thank you for being on the program tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Elska McCain, ladies and gentlemen. Love that chick, dude. She's awesome.
Yeah, I think she has something with this porno stuff.
Fuck yeah, she does. She
well, it's not really
does.
Porno, but
the webcam stuff. Absolutely. Doing the... kind of doing the Elvira thing. I think she'll be cooler than Elvira. I really do.
No, it's a really good idea. I don't know of anyone that's doing that specific.
Definitely hotter than Elvira. Give her that.
Yeah.
For sure. Damn. Yeah, she's awesome, dude. I feel terrible that we had so many audio issues during the interview. We just kept having audio
issues.
Yeah,
like, we did a longer interview with her the previous night before we recorded this one.
Yeah, we actually
Even this one, you've noticed there's some blips.
Yeah,
we actually did
two separate interviews. The first one was completely shot because of connection issues, and the second one was also a little rough. I have no idea why. We've never had audio issues like that. But nonetheless, both interviews are fantastic. Since our listeners and her fans didn't get to hear the extended interview that we did, we're going to post both interviews to our webpage so that you can listen to both. And FYI, the longer interview, I think it's around 45 minutes. It's pretty rough, but that's the one that had the most audio issues.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, but there's good content.
Exactly.
So if you're an Elska McCain fan, check it out.
Fuck yeah. Two fantastic interviews. Take the time. Listen to both. Audio issues aside, she's one of the best guests that we've ever had on the program. So thank you again, Elska. Now, you know, Daniel and I, moving on to something else, but related, we troll Facebook a lot, and Elska had mentioned a couple of times that there's this fucking retard, his name's Charlie!
Charlie bit me!
Who I guess has a fake profile of her and just loves to talk shit and run his mouth. Well, Elska's boyfriend Ben is actually friends with the rapper Game. I guess, like, really good friends. The type of friend who takes shit personally. Anyway, this fat fuck Charlie was running off at the mouth about something, and the game got involved and sent him a message. And I think it's fucking hilarious. Simply because Game is a terrifying dude. He's scary, man. I don't know what it is about him. He's just got one of those personas.
Take you out
that's
to
just,
the desert.
Yeah, like, I've studied martial arts for 20 years, and I don't get scared around a lot of dudes, but there's something about that guy that just fucking, it sends shivers down my fucking spine. Anyway, Charlie, if you're listening, dude, I would buy a plane ticket out of the country. Real shit.
Charlie, what's good, man? It's the homie Game, and you know I got mad beef with you right now, man. I'm here with Ben, and they just told me you've been getting on their fucking nerves with this he say, she say bullshit. You think I don't know? Man, that's my folks. You didn't think they was going to tell me, fool? First time you did the shit, they tried to save your dumb ass because they know I take shit overboard sometimes. But after you pulled it a second time, they had to tell me it was going to get real ugly. So they might not know how to say it, so I'm going to say it for them, man. Get your fucking shit together, homie, or me and the goons going to come help you get your game right, you dig? You heard? Trust me. You don't want to see them all black Chevys roll up like a pair of old Jordans. It's like OJ. You ain't going to get away another time with that bullshit. Game over.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, I
that
mean, that's pretty
serious.
Like,
don't
want
to see them Chevys
that sounds
roll up
like
a pair
some,
of old Jordans.
That sounds like some Suge Knight hanging Vanilla Ice off the rafters
some scary
or off
shit.
The balcony.
Run, Charlie. Run. Run, Charlie. God damn. Anyway, once again, big thanks to Miss Elska for being on the program. Love her. Hope this asshole Charlie chokes on a big fat dick. Now, speaking of big fat dicks, as Daniel and I said earlier tonight, we have a very special guest on the program, don't we, Daniel?
He's special to some.
Our buddy Gary from Pikeville is standing by right now, and he has a very special review for us of the one and only Fleshjack. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend and news correspondent and Daniel Stalker, the one, the only, Gary, we're ready for you, buddy. Take it away. Lord God Almighty, fellas, it's your buddy Gary, and I'm here to talk about the most amazing product I've ever seen for man-on-man intimacy. Boys, it's called the Fleshjack, and Gary's here to tell you that if you ain't got one, you're missing out. It's almost better than the real damn thing. I ordered mine about 3 weeks ago. It arrived 48 hours later. Y'all, I just came out of my house today. The damn sunlight burned my eyes like two fried eggs. I'm pale as shit. The last time I lost so much damn semen, somebody had to give me a transfusion. Right in the butt. I've abused this beautiful man-tunnel replica like a bottom boy at a circuit party. This thing's the titties McGee. It's like sticking your Peter into a world of rainbows and bunny rabbits. And by bunny rabbits, I mean tight-ass, dirty Puerto Rican boys wearing rabbit ears with fuzzy butt plugs. Sweet Jesus, the first time I lubed up and slid in, I thought I was going to lose my goddamn mind. I couldn't have been happier if it was snowing cocaine at a gay pride rally. And they let you customize it. You can choose your tightness, friction, and asshole size. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's better than the goddamn Shoney's Buffet. I swear to God it is. Y'all've made a believer out of Gary. I haven't posted in the damn casual encounter section of Craigslist for over 2 weeks thanks to this amazing device. Hell, I ain't even been down to the glory hole by the truck stop. I don't need to. I've got everything I need with my Fleshjack right here. I swear to God, y'all, I'm in love. It's the perfect boyfriend. It fucks when you want to, and it doesn't leave wet tails on my bathroom floor or rearrange things in my medicine cabinet. It doesn't tell me that I've had too much to drink and that I'm making a scene because there were supposed to be crab legs on the Chinese buffet, but there wasn't. Or that you won't take me home to meet your mother because you know deep down inside that bitch is just jealous of me. Chauncey, I'm talking to you. Now, y'all excuse me. Gary's got to get home. I'm having separation anxiety, and I need my Fleshjack. Talk to y'all later. Kisses. Mwah. Wow. God damn. Now that's a review.
Where's Belinda Carlisle
these
days? That's
a fucking product. I don't know where she is, but I know where Gary is. He's lodged probably 6 or 7 inches deep inside a Fleshjack. The Fleshjack, ladies and gentlemen, made by gay men for
that's
gay men.
That's kind of disturbing. You've imagined how long Gary's shaft is.
I guarantee you Gary's imagined how long your shaft is. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a fantastic show. Big thanks once again to the lovely Elska McCain for being on the program this evening. Shout out to Gary. Love you, man. Folks, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Check us out, www.samanddannation.com. To take us out tonight, here's one of my favorite songs from a band called Soul Asylum. Little Kevin Smith ripping again the Clerks 2 soundtrack, but it's a good song. Misery, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week.